Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody worrying when the shots fly high and the sirens start to ring. Ain't nobody worrying when the kids die young and the mothers are suffering. Ain't nobody praying when they kneel down low, all they're doing is tying the shoestring. Ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more. The homeless have nowhere to turn when the stomach starts to burn, cause they ain't got food to eat. How should we go to learn when they gotta take turns, cause they ain't got books to read. Then our babies turn to cry, started getting tired, cause the top train's kinda slow. Cause ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. When the tears start to fall and we can't see your way up, just to carry on, come on, good day. You don't have to fall, just don't go with me. Ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more. Now our precious time, he sees a sinking line, Medicaid ran out, showed me a weapon line. There's a mother on the phone, trying to beat the drought. Tell me when will this end, all the suffering, my faith is running low. Ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. Ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. When the tears start falling, can't be away. And the job will carry on, come on, just be there. Ain't nobody worrying when the shots fly high and the sirens start to ring. I said, ain't nobody worrying when the kids are young and the mother falls off a rest. Ain't nobody worrying black men doing time and nobody cares for him. Nobody cares for me.
Number without notice, and we all know who they are.
Sick and tired of the games you play, every move I make, yeah, it's got something to say. When you see it in the paper, trying to turn it all around, when it wasn't that way. You don't like my flow, and you cut me down, cause I keep it real. I know the haters are busy making up hate a lie. I know the haters are busy making up hate a lie. There's a hole in me, can you walk my mind? Get feeling sick, but I'm not gonna quit, but I'm not gonna quit. I get mad as hell.
Sick and tired, can't you play?
I'm not gonna quit, I've come too far. Kick off the shoe, cause I'm gonna stay. So feel me, and I'll feel me play.
build it up. Keep tearing down. We don't die. We multiply. Keep our head up high. We pour the sky. Nothing can stop you. Hey, got to stop.
Peace and war. It be like that sometimes. Peace, sis. How you doing?
Peace. What's up, sis?
The haters are busy.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But the show.
Shake them.
Shake them off, sis.
Definitely. Girl, they
don't go on.
Yeah. And number. They changed my number on me.
Mm-hmm. Look at that, the devil. He working, ain't?
You know what? He ain't working hard enough. You know what? His work is in vain. Sis, you know what? Today, my show, you know, it's appropriately called. It's appropriately called. I'm just geeked up a little bit, sis, because I'm just tripping about the fact that they changed my call-in number so that I would not be able to start my show in a timely manner.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's real deep. But today my show is called By Law, and that's in quotations, I'm White. What's happening, brother? Now, technically speaking, it's not TNT. Now, what I mean today, sis, glad you joined me. What I'm meaning is that the United States Census, their brief and their analysis, as well as the Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Investigations, their, I think it's called CPR, racial category, what have you, a white person is a person with original origin from Europe, the Middle East, or North Africa. Now, sis, my last name is Griffin. Griffin means Anglo-Indian. Anglo-Indian ancestry, that is, meaning that male British men came from Europe, went to India, had sexual relations, although my wild guess is they probably weren't consensual sexual relations. We have a mass of men going over there. You know, but, hey, I'm just saying probably, the probability. And they mix with these women, and then these people, these offspring and the people, they came to America, what we call North America and the Americas. Now, my ancestral lineage, it goes to Europe and the Middle East. Now, I'm not even sure if it goes to North Africa, because Africa is a continent. North Africa, I'm not sure if I have, you know, traces there. You never know. It's so many parts of Africa, the continent.
Mm-hmm.
So by their federal code and regulations, I can, by law, state that I'm white. Now, see it. The United States Supreme Court said that white and Caucasian is not identical in meaning. Now, are we a country and a land of laws or a land of men? That means that we're supposed to be obeying and listening to the law. Either the law got it wrong or they know something that we don't know. So technically speaking, Princess, if we see Caucasians, it does not mean they're white. And if they see me as an African-American, that's almost racist and prejudicial because you're not sure I'm African-American and African just saying I'm from the continent, you know?
Wow, yeah, that gives people a lot to think about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's deep. And so I'm saying that I have just as much right. You know, and you might have too, Princess, because according to these laws, you know, we fit the criteria of being white. And anybody say, oh, you got the one-drop rule, one drop of black blood, and you black. According to who? Because according to the United States Supreme Court, that one-drop rule was declared unconstitutional in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not the one-drop rule. So it is racial and prejudicial to say that I cannot say a statement because of the color of my skin. Nothing more than the color of my skin. I'm deeper than the color of my skin. I have ancestral lineages, and whether people like it or not, you know, and we all do. We might not know who do, you know.
Right.
And, oh, peace, Antoinette. You know, so to look at me and say, oh, she's this, she's that, I think that's racial. And to say that we are anybody that believes they are white just because they are Caucasian, that is a promotion to me of white supremacy, because that term does not belong to a specific group, you know? And are you there, sis? Let me just say something. It's called reverse racism, sis. They're saying that I'm displaying black racism. First of all, the color of my skin, you can't even technically say it's black. I'm like brown or kind of like that gold color or something. I'm not in no way, shape, or form denying who I am as a person. I'm saying according to their law. If we are a land of law, then they must open.
Exactly.
No? But black racism, you know, ethnocentricity is not black racism. It's like a sociological misconception. Anybody of different origins, ethnic origins, like Chinese or Italian or what have you, when they have a certain attitude, it's understood that they're expressing, you know, some type of development into what's going on, like a racial double standard. But the so-called African-American make an expression, all of a sudden it's offensive, you know? And it's no different from being cognizant of what you are and what you are not, you know? There's no such thing of a racial superiority at all. To stigmatize us like that is really racial oppression. No? Who can actually say that there is a group? And see, I'm tripping out because there's a lot of people who won't even tell you the definition of racism. You know what racism is? I'm looking for the definition. Before somebody can call me a racist. Because honestly, see, we got black people. Me and you had like a little conversation today about some people, no matter how long you know them, you really don't know them.
Exactly.
And
it's just like being around a total stranger.
Yeah. And the thing is that I think that I have experienced enough in life, you know, as long as you live, you experience things, to know that it's never, ever, no longer about color, Sid. I think that, like I was telling Queen before, racism is a benefit to those who profit from it. We have to look beyond color. What I mean that says is we can't go following somebody because they say they're black and they're proud and let's say it loud together. Because there's some black people that will do you in, you know?
Right,
it's
exactly.
People that will do you in. And, you know, I believe and I've experienced some white people, princess, that will save your life. I know this for a fact. But so what I'm saying is that we got to go beyond color. I cannot hate you for your color. I hate a person for their character, their actions, you know? And I'm not going to love nobody for their color. I have respect for people who've been through a struggle. I have respect people, you know, I have a strong understanding connection with people who tend to look like me. But I also have a strong connection to people who experience the things I've experienced, you know? I don't believe in injustice for nobody. I don't think no woman should get beat or raped. I don't care what color she is, you know?
Exactly.
I don't believe that. And it's sad. It's sad all around the board that a person or a group of people can actually tell you who you aren't or think they can tell you who you aren't or aren't.
Right.
It's like the word nigger, sis. You think I'm going to be mad because somebody say the word nigger? I mean, we all can say nigger. What's a nigger? I'm not a nigger. I see niggers every day. Shit. It's some niggers I can't stand. But nigger ain't no word that just because somebody said belongs to a group of people that's dark skinned or considered negroid or what have you. You know?
Right. Just,
they tell you that. You want to accept the hype? Don't believe the hype. You know? And I'm not going to accept somebody telling me they're white because they're Caucasian. and I don't have the right to use this because I don't look like them. You know? It's baloney. It's crazy. It's deep, though.
Yeah. Strap. I don't think you're ready, sis.
You know what? But they ain't got no choice. You know what I'm saying? Because time waits on no one, and it's time. It's time to, like the song said, be sick and tired of the game that's being played. It's time to stand up, and not just stand up, but to stand up and deliver. You know? We got all these so-called leaders, and what do they lead you to? Nothing but circles round and round. You know? It's crazy. Too many chiefs and not enough Indians.
Right.
It's really crazy. And tonight from the D, you said the disappearing mail, you should really watch this document and see what's happening to the mail and lack of mail. I believe, sis, it's a disappearing people, point blank, period. It's a lot going on.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Some of this stuff never gets heard of, you know. They keep it buried, and we never hear about it unless we have the Internet, access to the Internet, to be able to find this information because we never hear about it on our local news.
Right. Hey, but, sis, check this out, though. Let me tell you, sis. Education, sis, is only two ways to gain and obtain education. Education is not just what they taught you, but it's also what you acquire on yourself. We can't expect people to teach us the real, sis, because a lot of times this systematic education that's in place is nothing more than indoctrination, you know? So when you see people with these so-called degrees of philosophy, degrees of this, degrees of that, sis, it's just a degree, a high of learning of being indoctrinated, because you're not going to get the real in a reality. You're going to get a romanticized view of someone, of some author, you know? So it's, hey, I've got in the house. Oh, my God. Hey. Oh, my goodness. It's been a long time. Yeah. But, I mean, we have to really look at the facts of the matter and look at the reality of what's going on historically, us as a people, you know what I'm saying? As a people, we have been given historic lies. See, I mean, lies that's been passed down through history. How many people know that they have a right to mark white when they get certain privileges and certain things you apply for? That's what. But also, you got a right.
Exactly.
To things, you know, and make mistakes that cost you. Because if you mark something, you know, but let me tell you this, sis. What do they tell you first thing all the time? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Meaning, just because you didn't know the law is no excuse for your behavior. So, based on that criteria alone, they're not going to teach you what they know about yourself. It's for you to acquire that, to educate yourself beyond what they give you. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I was talking to some brothers. I mean, really sitting down with some brothers, this neighborhood, talking about what's going on. And you think they didn't get mad about knowing what's really the word white mean or Caucasian and the fact that I told them, technically speaking, by law, I am white by their definition, you know. They was like, wow, that's deep. And I said, go look at your own history. Yeah, go find your own lineage. You may be white, too. So when they had you mark something, mark white. I just, hey, Princess, just imagine. How mean, what does that mean?
The
now
look
that,
you'll get.
It's not really black on black crime. You know, it's really quadruple by now. It's just the crime rate by itself. It's just the reality of different things. Based on the fact that the United States Census and the Department of Justice Federal Bureau investigation states that white people are people with original origins in Europe, the Middle East, and North Africa. And let me tell you something. Don't you know that Asians and Arabs and people from the Middle East, they fight to be declared white. You know why? Now, they're not denouncing their heritage of where they're from because they know the power in the words, you know, in what you say you are and what their constitution says and the privileges that's been, you know, given to people. They're not trying to be white, saying they belong to a Caucasian race. They're saying they're white for the right to have a certain privilege that comes along with a certain people that's given a certain stigma. And now you have to look at Caucasians and say, hey, the United States Supreme Court said in 1967 that the one-drop rule was unconstitutional, so that does not matter about a person having one drop of blood. And they also stated that Caucasian and white are not identical in meaning. You know? So we have to really learn what's going on because it's flying right over our head. Let me open the mic up for
Hello, Aisha. How are you?
Keith, how you doing, sis?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thanks for joining. Thank you for joining.
Good. How is your campaign going, and how is your sister making up?
The campaign, it's straight. You know, I'm getting a lot of, on a daily basis, people want to talk to me about this, my campaign statement, you know, about not the white man, bitch, and I'm not going to change that. And,
all right.
You know, I mean, it's a lot of things going on with that, but I'm not going, like I told people that interviewed me, you should wonder why the words are coming out of my mouth other than me saying that and explaining the fact of the matter that no one owns that word white, and I'm not talking about a person. I'm talking about an entity. You know, I'm going to let you know. And
yeah.
Sister, I mean, it's a lot of bull crap going on, and, you know, I really, really pray that I get this position because, you know, the judicial system needs an overhaul. There needs to be an in-depth investigation what's going on with our children. You know,
mm-hmm.
I want to change some of the legislation where they're saying that only lawyers can run for judicial office, and that's baloney because the number one issue on appeal is ineffective assistance of counsel. So if you have an ineffective assistant of counsel and they go on to be a judicial officer, that ineffective goes on with that, you know. I want to see submitting to psychiatric examinations by if a defendant or litigant requests that, like they do with the litigants and defendants. And I think that all public officials, whether they're judges or whoever, should be subjected to drug testing, because I think they own something. And just like the average Joe, they got to drop when they take certain jobs. When a person is running for a public office, you should be able to know that your person is working with a sound mind, you know? So I think...
you're absolutely right.
Yeah. But she's really distraught. She hasn't seen her son. We don't know if he's dead or alive. And the fact of the matter... like someone, a major, today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Asked me about Obama. He said, "Do you think Obama's the white man?" Bitch, I was like, "No, you know, I'm not saying that. I'm saying whoever rolls over, plays dead, does this and that. You know, Obama has taken stance for certain things, but I also told him that I'm disappointed in Obama, and that the fact that how many of us can go and sit with him at a beer summit? You know what I'm saying? I don't drink beer.
I don't wouldn't want to, but little girl.
You gotta be cool with him, his homie or something, to sit down and talk about the injustice. He had a beer summit for his homie when the police had a problem with it. Where's the summit for the rape victim and the domestic violence?
Mom and Daddy. I'm sorry. Like my granddaughter. Go ahead, Aisha. I'm sorry, honey.
No, I'm just tripping out on how they're making a big issue about the words that came out of my mouth instead of understanding why I even, you know, enunciated it. You know?
The link that I put in the room shows how the different plastics and, you know, from makeup and the plastics, the containers and everything else is making it so it's not as many males being born.
Mhm. Oh yeah, I believe it.
And so it's a whole. The documentary's like 45 minutes long. 45. And I was just looking. I'm like, wow. You know what? People really need to see this.
Mhm. Yeah, I'm going to take that out, definitely. That's why I said we have to educate ourselves. True education is the knowledge that you acquire, where you can contradict or confirm what you've been taught by third parties. Even, we've never, ever had a true education in this country. We've been subjected to learning about other people. We've been studying other people so long, we have not taken the appropriate time to study who we are, our own selves, you know? And I would like to do a study and see how many black people know that by law you can be declared white. How many people know that?
Well, I never knew that because, see, I was taught the one-drop rule. See, my mother was one of those women that could pass. Mm-hmm. You know, she could pass as white. She looked white, but she was black. And, you know, my mother used to always say, you know, one drop of black blood, you black. And you couldn't tell my mother that she was anything else.
That's the hype. That's the propaganda. Propaganda is things that make you believe the lie. See, it's been law. It's been their law that your origins give you the right to claim white. But you know, white is not, we're trying to say we're like these people, what have you, or whoever these people are, I'm saying in quotation, we're saying that the benefits you are entitled to. You know, there are so many treaties that have been signed by the United States of North America and certain ancestral lineages that you belong to, you are entitled to those treaties. And if these treaties are broken, I mean, you're entitled to a certain money if you have a certain percentage of blood, of Indian blood in you, you know, and certain different things like you know, I mean, it's a lot of stuff that we have no idea about because we want to believe the hype. It's like I told the man who interviewed me today. I told him, you all are hearing about a C2 ruling about my statement. And that's not even the totality of what happened. I was the last candidate on the issue to be heard about the ballot. Now, every other candidate had issues that came about the ballot, but you cannot be before the Government Accountability Board unless someone filed a complaint about you in the ballot issue by July 16th. No one filed a complaint. First thing I told them was that they didn't have jurisdiction. And the man was like, oh, wow, we don't know. I said, I know. They're not showing you all the whole thing. And this is why I said, whether I'm elected or not, based on the general principle of the matter that you are suppressing the will of the people because the people allowed me on that ballot. Because my statement of principle was not the white man's bitch. Over 200 people, I talked to them about what it meant, why I'm making that position. So they signed my nomination papers based on the fact my interaction with them and what they saw on the paper, and that stated that I support her and her statement of principle. So you can't just ignore these people. So if my statement is not on the court, whether or not I win, it's be declared void. You can't arbitrarily treat nobody the same way. You know?
Yeah.
It's just a lot of hype.
Hopefully, it will stir up enough controversy where, you know, it'll make people really look at you. You know, to really consider you. You know, when things stir up enough controversy where people, you know, they try to block something, but it's so much controversy behind something that makes you want to go with it just because it's really different.
Actually, you're right, Sid. And also the fact that, I guess they think we are supposed to be subjected to keep your mouth shut or something, even though we're doing this. I don't know what it is. But I just know that I'm going to keep it moving. I'm definitely going to keep it moving. I'm not going to retract anything. And it's really about the principle of the matter. The fact of the matter is all they want from the people in this district is your silent vote, not your voice. You know?
Yeah.
So their voice doesn't matter to them. The fact that they voice their own opinion and voice the fact that they want me on this ballot. You can't do that. And it wasn't even anyone that filed a complaint. It was this, what I believe to be a Caucasian, because I'm not sure if she's white, and she appears to be Caucasian, woman named Diane Lowe. She was a staff member that's only responsible for making sure that everything is legit. Oh, she saw my statement and had a problem with it. You know, so like I was telling this man today, my statement was on this paper for weeks, almost maybe a couple months before the media and everybody got a hold to it. The only reason they heard it because she took it to the Government Accountability Board. And she didn't have the authority. She overstepped their boundaries, you know. I wasn't trying to hide my statement for anyone, but I was letting him know how it got to this point. Because she had a problem. Mm. I don't know how they did it. They're not sure in the part where these judges asked her what was her vote. She didn't have a right to vote. She was a staff member, you know. It's not even about a fourth vote or four judges, whatever they said, six judges, four votes. I don't know. They voted for all the other candidates' issues, and those votes stayed. But they come up with some type of crock-a-doodle-doo about me. It don't work like that, you know. Not at all. Princess, how you doing?
I'm fine. Look, I'm changing phones because I hate cell phones. Okay, so you have another 302 on your line, and it's me.
Okay, I'm opening up the mic right now.
Okay,
I'm
hanging up this one.
Okay.
Hello?
All right. Yeah,
put that. Okay, I hate cell phones.
Okay.
Since I couldn't see the house phones, I grabbed a cell phone. I hate them things.
Yeah.
I don't even use my cell phone. That's the first time I used it in 5 months.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I hate them things. No, my kids bought it because they want me to carry it and everything, and I don't carry that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's technology. It's something else, you know.
They're just a nuisance. Lord, I lose my pocketbook. Shoot.
Yeah.
I leave my pocketbook somewhere, so you expect me to actually keep up with a daggone phone?
Yeah, that's deep. I know. It's crazy. And so let me ask Princess. So, Princess, you all right? I know she went through a little breakup.
Yeah, her heart is.
I'm cool. Just taking it day by day.
And that's the best way to do it, honey.
Yeah. And you know what, sis?
And it get easier as the days go by.
Violence is not the answer. But destruction of his property is. No, I'm joking.
No.
I'm joking. No, don't do that, sis. No, in a way, I'm like, dude, this man, Whew, sis. I mean, and that's what we were speaking on. Princess, you want to elaborate about it a little bit? You want to talk about it?
Oh, no, sis.
All right, well, we'll keep it moving.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, but it'll get better, honey. It truly will. I've been
there. Yeah, everything in life really, some things are a learning experience. And then, Princess, you might look back and be like, what was I even doing, you know?
Yeah,
you know?
Some things, you know what, you got to consider it all good. Some things is a blessing. It may not seem like it right now, but, honey, take it from somebody a little bit older than you. I can tell you the ones that I thought that I lost, that I thought that I just couldn't live without and everything. Turned out was the best thing in the world that we were did not stay together.
I just think sometimes is when things are not meant to be, it's not going to be, no matter how much we try to make it work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he definitely was not meant to be. You're bigger and better than the situation, and you know, of course, you're gonna rise above it. You gotta. Like we just said, shake them haters off. Now, look at this, y'all. I don't know if y'all heard me. They changed my host calling number. It made me 10 minutes late. Didn't even tell me they changed the number. That's some bull. And when I did my other show, Kiss My Black Fist, they wouldn't even put the show on the board.
The devil.
On my
page. Oh.
Yeah.
That's the devil fist, you know, and the devil see you smiling and see you doing good. The devil will step in any way they can, you know, to stop you from prospering.
Yes.
He's a liar, though. He's definitely a liar, you know. It's nothing, you know. One thing I've learned since that we all can do is we can't allow negativity to steal our energy. You know how much energy is within us? And what energy lacks, tenacity makes up for. And tenacity means that we got to keep going, keeping it moving, you know. That's why I played the R. Kelly song, My Little Mix. What I'm building up, you're not going to be able to tear it down, you know? You're not going to tear it down at all because so much is in me, you know, that's genetically embedded in me, that's spiritually embedded in me, you know, that no matter what they do, it's like people in prison. I keep thinking about this one brother. This man been in the hole, man. It touched me like he's a part of me, you know. He's been in the hole over 10 years because he refused to cut off his dreadlocks.
There's
a power.
Isn't that illegal? I thought that they were only allowed to be in the hole for so many days or something.
They do a whole bunch of stuff. You know, I watched this documentary about Mike Tyson. You know, and just we judge people by the flesh, and we really shouldn't. And the man was talking about life was cool with him until he got hit by somebody walking down the street. Then he talked about he was in prison. It shocked him to see human beings throwing feces on each other or somebody playing on their feces. You know, and he said, then he started snapping. And he said insanity was like sanity. I couldn't understand it, but then I didn't understand it. You know, but to be subjected to these things. And then, like my sister, you know, like I said, a lot of people, when they first heard that statement, oh, she want to do that for her sister, whatever, we heard from, like, happy slaves is what I call them. I've got more problems from the so-called white person that I now use the word Caucasian. They approach me all the time, how much they support me, whether it's legit or not. I'm just saying how openly they're supporting me. But my sister, she has scars on her stomach from being hit with chains.
My goodness.
Fought it, Bob.
Crazy.
Listen, ain't no way in hell that with all the energy within me, I'm going to let it ride. I know she's hurting. I know her son. We don't know what's going on, but it is no way. Because either this is an isolated human rights violation, or this is routine, you know? And
normal practice.
Sister is just a part of anybody else. She's my constituent, whether my sister or not, and I have a right to represent her as well. But
what's going on?
I mean, this Ugandan rapist, y'all know what? They did it to my sister September 26, 2008, the second time, when they snatched her son from her, broke her baby bones, and paralyzed her. Don't you know, no one said nothing. This dude had a passport, fraudulently taken out for the baby in 08, came to the court line saying the mother's sick. Now, it's only two things that, while they're investigating this, that could have happened. You got some corrupt politicians on some level that, man, obtained this passport because by federal law, you cannot get a passport for a child born out of wedlock and the way her child was conceived without the mother's signature. Or he done fooled all of them too as well. But no, I think it's a lot of stuff going on. You know, it's so much corruption and crookedness. Like I was telling this man who interviewed me saying in Milwaukee that, you know, I don't have no respect for these people. I have no respect for this corrupt, crooked system that's in place. You know, like I told him, June 19th is supposed to be Juneteenth Day here in Milwaukee. But you know what June 19th mean to me? June 19, 2007, Donald Desotel, this crooked sheriff deputy, jumped out of a car, pulled a gun, put it to my head, not directly in front of me, he was a few feet away, told me to drop my son, he gonna shoot. Now,
I said
that man, I don't know what I said to him. He got the shaking, but I'm gonna tell you something. I'm telling the God honest truth on everything I love, and I'm not trying to be hard or whatever, but I'm saying I had no fear of that gun. That gun was like cotton candy. It meant nothing to me. I didn't drop my son. I was challenging him to shoot me. And, I mean, you just don't know. He's really the lucky one. He has no idea. You know, the distance that he kept, he has no idea. Because I'm telling you, my right hand of God, and you can quote me, and I'll say this to him, I was going to fuck him up. I'm telling you, on everything I love, I just wanted the man to get closer. I didn't know who he was, what he was. I know he said he'd shoot or whatever else, but I just knew that this dude had a gun pointed to my son and me, talking about drop the baby or I will shoot, pointed to my head, my chest, back and forth. And I'm telling you, I didn't have an ounce of fear in me. It was a spirit that took over me. I mean, it's so much spiritual reality in this world is unbelievable because a few years before that, another man pulled a gun on me and I was scared shitless. I mean,
oh my goodness,
in the garage,
you know, and I was begging for my life. I was fearful. The gun was what scared me. And, you know, that day, a few years apart, and having a gun pulled on me with my son, it's something within us, y'all, that, you know,
yeah,
I mean,
when you have your child with you, that's just...
Yeah, wow. I mean, that happened. And see, I know with this campaign, I know they're plotting to do things because when the stuff was going on with my sister, they were literally plotting to try to set me up. And it's so much stuff that happened. It's just unbelievable. But I know it might be a possibility that they're going to try to throw this election or what have you, but I have some things in place to challenge that and to also, you know, talk to the people. If they do vote for me and it's a disproportionate, you know, ballot result, I got some remedies and strategies that we can prove that this is what they're going to try to do because they're doing some stuff in Milwaukee, y'all, that you would never, ever believe. This is the sickest city in the nation. Sick. It is really, really sick what they're doing to the people. And, I mean, the black women that have been repeatedly raped in this city. You got black
women.
Yeah, you got black women. Okay, it's one man named Walter Ellis, a serial rapist. He was working with the police as a setup kid, like a snitch. So while he was being a snitch, on his off days, he was raping women and killing them for years.
Huh.
Yes, on their payroll. Then you got this another man, it's like my sister. My sister was already saying that the police didn't do nothing when she was raped. They said it'd be your word against his. She still want to press charges. What did the Moore County District Attorney do? Nothing. And the statute of limitation has not ran out. So now, recently, this other man, his last name is D-Lo. I don't know his first name. He women was met this dude, date him for a minute. Then they find out something wrong. When they try to break up, he started raping them, laughing about it. The women called 911. 911 wouldn't come. They go to the police. I mean, none of these women know each other. They go to the police, different police departments. They say, we're not going to file a report. Oh, you could be dope dating. They laugh about it, whatever. So these men still torture these women to the point he raped a nurse. She was dating this dude. She ran. She went all the way to Georgia. And because she reported it from out of state, that's why now they're charging this man. So serial rapists. This stuff happens to black women. You have no protection. These women have no protection. You know, this one sister, I forgot her name, the situation surrounding it, but this dude was abusing her so bad, she took her chances and fought him and killed him. And they charged her, and she took it to the jury, and the jury found her not guilty. Man, had a lengthy history.
That's good.
Women. You know, the let me tell you, this is, you know, the Angry Black Woman Show, so I'm just going to say, and we all adults. But the black pussy in Milwaukee is being commercialized and privatized. You know, you have no right to it, according to them, and they're making profits on it. The way this stuff happened with my sister, the Department of Child Support should never, ever open up this case. They did it. They fraudulently put an affidavit together to open up a case. And she never, her signature is not on one of these documents at all. You got doctors saying what the hell is going on. You got, I looked at the file, y'all. They took out so many papers. They even altered papers. Now I have the original papers. I made copies a long time ago. You will see two different.
I'm supposed to have them on YouTube where you can see them on there. Because when I did the post on your sister, and I used your YouTubes, you had them on there.
Yeah. I mean, see, it's to a point where I don't have no respect for these people, and I don't have any fear for these people at all. And there's nothing they're going to do or say that's going to stop me. I mean, I look at people, she this, she's that, you know, she's looked like a whore. Look at this shirt she has on. See the strapless girl. I'm laughing because it ain't going to be nothing as far as verbally or anything that's going to say, oh, maybe I should apologize. Oh, this and that. You know, they done called us so many things throughout history, but it's never, ever what they call you. It's what you respond to, you know? So it's really dirt off my shoulder. But I think that what happened to her opens up a light that this may be isolated as far as the cities or it might be going on everywhere in the country. I really don't know. But I know that Milwaukee is Black Mississippi. And I know that the people are hurting out here. I know that Wisconsin, the state of Wisconsin, got the highest deficit in the nation, four times higher in California. That's a problem. You know, it's serious. I mean, it's sad what's going on, y'all. You really don't know. And as much as I fight, I cry. I really do cry. I cry about a lot of stuff for the people, but believe me, my tears turn into strength, you know? And you know, since Princess says stay strong and stick it out, I'll say the same thing about you with your situation and anybody's situation. We can't let anything, outdo what you're here for. And you're definitely not here to be suppressed and be an oppressed people. It's so sad to know historically we were put in this bondage, and so many people believe we were in slavery. And I'm just like, they taught us to keep using the word slavery. It's an act of war. We have to really say what it is, you know? They have declared war on us when this happened, and we still at war. And we should want to be free, you know?
Yes.
Definitely. Man, like I told somebody, if you get beat up enough, you will learn how to be a skillful fighter. So, you know, some of us, man, we get knocked down. But while you down, take some deep breaths. Get up and swing, you know. It's really deep. It's really deep.
Yeah.
You know, but I want us to know something. We have to really search beyond what we're told. And we can't say that, you know, well, I don't want to be this. I don't want to be associated with that. You have just as much right to know who you are as a person, ancestrally, genetically, whatever. It might be the same thing. But I'm just saying, find out who you are. There's a reason why they don't want you to know what part of Africa you came from, because you might not even originate from Africa as a person, even though civilization really started in Africa, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have people coming here, the so-called immigrants, and they know more about your rights than what you were entitled to, and they're using it for their benefit, you know?
Yeah, that is so true.
Straight up. It's deep. It's real deep what's going on. And it's sad because, you know what they say, though? With ignorance, people perish because of the lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. My people perish for a lack of knowledge.
Yeah. I don't know why we accept what's been taught to us, embedded in us, you know. Anytime you resist, you're on your way to freedom or being free, you know. Everybody taught me to stop saying freedom, you know, so each one teach one. And, you know, racism is nothing but a systematic oppression trying to undermine your social thought of who you are, you know. Another thing is that we can't really jump on people's bandwagon because they look like us. Because you got a lot of people that's your kind and not your kind.
That is so true.
Yeah.
And that do not have your best interests at heart.
Yeah. And will take advantage of you because you have a certain belief. Because you look at them the same way that you thought they looked at you.
Mm-hmm.
So you no, don't fall for the okie doke, you know?
Yeah, that is so true.
This. Princess, girl, just get your palace together. You know that palace. So just get it together and grow. You're definitely going to grow, and you're going to learn, and you're going to build from that. And remember, you made a nickel into a dime. Now get your change back. You know? That's what you got to do. You know, it's sad that some people just take advantage of people. You know, And just believe what people tell you, you know, because you're just thinking that they're like you, you know.
Yeah.
And, I guess we got to learn from certain situations. But with that learning experience, grow from it. You know, I'm sure we all had times where things have really hurt us, but we know at some point in time we can build off of it.
Yeah.
Back how far you grew. Definitely. Well, the switchboard said I had 60 seconds. They robbed me out of 10 minutes, y'all. But it ain't nothing.
No,
I'm
it's 9:59. It is 9:59.
Yep, it said 10 seconds. I appreciate everybody for being here. And, you know, I'm not going to let this, you know, sway me or what have you, but they even changed the number. So you never know. If I put another show up, I might be late according to them. So they might change it again. Who knows? But we don't let that
stop
us. It
was a good show. No, you don't. You just continue on doing your fight. You've been doing very well.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And, you know, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad. And every time you send an email about the information, you said some incredible stuff. You know, you are one. You know what, Antoinette? You are one of few people. And I say few people. If I get an email from you, I will read it. Some emails I just. You. You know, but. Each one teaches one, for real.
Yeah, I try to send out informative stuff.
Yeah. You need the knowledge of the war. The email knowledge of the year award, you need that. Because, I mean.
No. I mean, you know, you just, I get things and I get it from so many different sources and different, you know, that it's like, wow, you know what, this I really got to put out there. People really need to know this. And, you know, so I, this is my granddaughter, excuse me, y'all. She has to be heard, too.
Hey, this time.
Honey. Okay, honey. Shh. Oh, sorry.
One.
What?
Now she can't. Honey. Shh. Grandmom's talking right now. But I'm glad that you enjoy it and that you find it informative. Because it is much needed. But make sure you watch that video, especially since you have a little boy too, right?
Yep.
Okay, see, there's going to be some things that you're going to want to start changing now when it comes to him.
Okay. Yeah, I'm copying.
And with your daughter, if you ever, if you want a grandson. Stop, Kayla, stop. But it's, you know, it, when I got done watching it, I went outside and I was telling, you know, different ones in my neighborhood, you know, you got a son, don't do this, don't do that. You know, you want to have kids, don't do this, don't do that. I tell you, I'm ready to throw away all my plastic. I'm ready to throw away the microwave.
Whoa. Yeah, let me watch that.
Look, and I don't want any more children, okay? I don't want any. But it just, you know, was enough just to. But you just really and truly, when you watch it, I'm telling you, take that 45 minutes to watch it and. You'll watch it, you'll get mad even while you're watching it, and scared, because it's not only affecting the males, you know, as far as human beings, but even the species, you know, the animals and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm definitely going to watch this. I'm going to watch that right away.
Yeah, and then for the black race, we can't afford to lose, you know, to keep having males being shorted out. Well, we're, you know, losing males. We need, you know, the black race, we need the males to continue us on.
Yeah, definitely.
Unless we'll be a lost race. They're already trying to kill us through everything else.
And that's the problem. And,
when you tell us that this is killing other things too, then, you know, okay, well, we better look at what's killing them and then look at what's killing us with. If it's letting you know that it's killing them, then we really need to watch it.
Right. I know that's real, sis. I'm going to check that out. I appreciate it. Yeah, Princess, you still online? I see your switchboard. I don't know if you dropped
it. I think everybody's gone. Oh, Lord, and I'm getting knocked out of my chair.
Hey, sis, thank you so much, Antoinette, sis. And,
welcome, Aisha. It was a good show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming. And I'm going to take that video. I want to get back with you about that.
Okay, well, you do that. I also emailed it to you also.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay. Peace,
Sid. Okay, good show. Bye-bye.
Take care.